That is a vanishing species. This summer, the last Volkswagen Beetle will roll off the assembly line in Puebla, Mexico. That's the last of the classic design. VW will continue to make its updated version. The classic bug has been on the road for nearly 70 years, and technology has rendered the much-loved bug obsolete. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports on the Beetle's beginning and end.
At Volkswagen's vast high-tech plant in Puebla, giant orange robots assemble thousands of new Jettas, cabriolets, and vans. This is state-of-the-art automation. But in a tiny adjacent workshop, a handful of artisans still labor with hammer and pliers over the most recognizable car in the world, the Beetle. One line worker literally kicks a gray sheet metal back seat into place. Two others solder the roof to the body. VW builds just 53 Beetles a day, down from nearly 800 during the car's heydays in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. Antonio Cholula has worked here since this plant opened in 1964. He's put his hands on just about every one of the 1,690,000 Beetles this plant has produced. He says he's sad to see the bug go.
For society, the Beetle was beautiful. It was cheap, and everyone had one. It's a lovely machine. It's never let anyone down on the highway. There's even the story of a woman whose Beetle wouldn't start, but she was able to clean the spark plugs with her nail file and get it moving again.
This Volkswagen, or people's car in German, was designed in the 1930s by German engineer Ferdinand Porsche of racing car fame. Thomas Karkis, VW Mexico spokesman, says the simple design and easy upkeep was meant to make car owners out of the masses.
Porsche designed the vehicle with the intention of making a car for large-scale production to sell at accessible prices. Such cars didn't exist then. Automobiles were just for the rich. Porsche was copying the concept of Henry Ford and his Model T.
After the Second World War, sales of the Beetle skyrocketed. For decades, it was the workhorse of the working class in Europe, Latin America, and the U.S. By the 1960s, the Beetle had become an American icon, a gasoline-fired peacenik adopted by the hippie on his smoky quest for universal love. The love bug even made it to the big screen, anthropomorphized as Herbie. In the 1970s film Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo, Herbie falls in love, fender over wheels, for another car while racing to the Mediterranean.
The way Herbie's flying, nothing can stop him, including the Himalayas.
But by the end of the 1970s, the beloved, slow-moving Beetle found itself left in the dust by other makes that offered speed, quieter engines, and air conditionings for the same price. In Germany, the last Beetle was produced in 1978. That same year, they disappeared from North American showrooms. In Mexico, however, Beetle building continued, but competition has now arrived here. One Mexico City VW dealer says he sells just one bug, or bocho, as the Mexicans call them, a month. One of the Beetle's last incarnations is the green and white Mexico City taxi, though its days are numbered as well. The mayor has ordered cabbies to trade in their bochos for four-door sedans. Taxi driver Humberto Rojas says that's to prevent carjackers from mugging clients.
Claro, hay otra salida por la otra puerta, ¿no?
In the four-door, there's another exit out the back. In an assault, the drivers can also get out more quickly than in a vocho. They were so uncomfortable.
The end of the Beetle has enthusiasts excited. The internet is alive with collectors' chat rooms and photo galleries. For the most fanatical, there's also a religion called Volkswagenism. High priest and founder Jason Vent, a travel agent from New Brunswick, Canada, says his church has 100 members and is growing.
We have the Ten Commandments of Volkswagenism, and number one is thou shalt gather at Volkswagen shows and events. We always speak of Volkswagen several times daily in a positive manner. That's definitely number two. And number 10 is thou shalt love thy Volkswagen. And even if the Volkswagen's sick and falling apart, you'll always love your car.
Vent says Volkswagenism is satirical, though he admits he did cry upon arriving on a pilgrimage to Wolfsburg, Germany, birthplace of the Beetle. He says on final production day, he'll take a spin in his light blue 1976 Beetle. If he sees another on the road, he says he'll honk his horn and wave goodbye. On July 10th, VW will begin producing the last of 3,000 Beetles, an edition in beige or baby blue, with chrome mirrors and hubcaps. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.